This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
First of all, running out of pitching can be so destabilizing, yeah. Right? Like, there's this residual effect on the rest of the staff, on the bullpen. We're not just looking for bodies that we can call starting pitchers, yeah. Right? Like, if we're going to bring somebody in, they need to really move the needle for us. And so that's, you know, I think where we'll have our sights set. It's really hard to find impact starting pitching.
Is it the hardest, you think?
Yeah.
That's no Chuz. That's Brez. That's a candidate for Executive of the Year in Major League Baseball, the way things are trending right now towards the MLB trade deadline.
Okay.
Whoa!
Wait, that nickname now actually, like, I don't know, something when you say his name, like, Breslow, it's like, But then you say, like, the Brez, and you're like, ooh, El
it's like
Presidente.
The boss.
Yeah, like, that. Now that carries some cachet, Andy. Like, yep. All of a sudden, there's a little swag. You saw Adam Jones tweeting up a storm over the weekend saying, like, here's a photo of Craig Breslow, the man responsible for saving the Red Sox season. Like, them's heavy words right there. That is high praise around here.
I am the Brez.
It's an interesting debate, because I actually think the guy who saved the season may be one higher on the organizational rung or two higher. I don't know exactly their power structure, but I'm still
John
a...
John Henry?
Yeah, I'm still a John Henry guy. I still think John Henry put his on the table.
You're a smart man, Andrew.
Thank you, John. Stop by any time if you want to discuss it with a radio show here on WEEI Afternoons.
It's over 70 degrees out. I'm in quarantine.
I think we'll even let you smoke in the studio here, your cigar, although there are sprinklers. I don't know what that would do if you smoked in here. But whatever. Yeah, they're owner of their Boston Red Sox with a flagship station. If you want to set off the sprinklers, you can set off the damn sprinklers in this building. But the simple
damn
question
right.
I asked before the break was... Do you believe in the Boston Red Sox now? 10-game winning streak. Moving on up, they are in the second wild card spot. They just passed the Rays. 3 straight sweeps. All of that positivity on the resume heading into the All-Star break. So, Fitzy, at Jumbo Hart, at WEEI Afternoons, I said, heading into the All-Star break and a 10-game winning streak, do you now, quote-unquote, believe in the 2025 Boston Red Sox? Simple yes or no question, Fitzy. What do you think the results are so far?
63-37.
You're close. You're very close. A little more than a third of Red Sox fans still don't believe in this team, still hold the last 4 or 5 years against them. But
I still got it.
65% do believe in the Boston Red Sox, like Fitzy and I. Hey, these numbers perfectly mirror our show. Three hosts, three opinions, three-point stance at 3 o'clock, but also three hosts, two believers, and Ted, the late arrival, right?
New operating name for the show, two believers and Ted.
Yeah, absolutely, but that is the result. 65% of Red Sox fans believe, quote-unquote, in the team right now in the midst of this 10-game winning streak with the All-Star break here. 35% still need to see more. 35%, I think, are still holding past Augusts and past trade deadlines where they kind of fall apart. And we'll get into that a little bit later as well. I think Craig Breslow, the guy we just talked about as maybe being responsible for this turnaround, still has his work to be done, still continues to sell us on the idea this team is a buyer at the trade deadline. So
if they sell, we should all march.
They're not
with
selling.
An army of zombies and rip Fenway limb from girder.
What if they just don't? What if they just kind of stand pat, as they say in the business?
I wouldn't hate it. I really wouldn't hate it.
Okay.
I honestly wouldn't.
I would. Like the go all in. Do more. Invest
what
in this
team. What
do
you? What are you? Okay, let's. It's all right. It's 2:30 something. So it's time for an impromptu armchair GM. What
okay,
are you comfortable giving up?
His name rhymes with Christian Campbell. I'm bad at that game, but it's Christian Campbell I would trade.
Someone needs to teach you how to play that game.
The guy who was the rookie of the month for March/April. He actually got a month plus where he was rookie of the month and has a cost-controlled contract for the next 8 years and hit a bomb the other day for the Worcester Sox because he heard me say trade him. He went out immediately and hit a home run trying to make me look bad, which I appreciate. Well done. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he is, to me, he's the expendable piece. He is the absolutely expendable piece. I'm not looking to mortgage the future. This Toley kid, this pitcher that everybody's falling in love with.
Yep.
Dan Ball's giving me a look. It is Toley, right? Not just Toll.
Yeah, lefty.
That's
good
what
pitcher.
I thought. There's an E on the end, so I said Toley. But do Toll House cookies have an E on the end? I don't know if they do. But it's Toll-y anyway. Keep Toll-y.
I don't think at the end of Toll, but I think maybe at the end of House.
You know,
because that's
if
how you
the question
house.
Pops up in your head, you don't have to use your mouth to say it out loud.
I do. That's the way it works here. The squirrel moments, just like in Superman. But yes, if you want to trade Christian Campbell and some other prospects to make your team better, Now, I don't love the idea of trading Jaren Duran, but obviously that rumor speculation
nope.
is still
Do
circulating.
Do not deal from a position of strength. Do not weaken yourself. Like, not a lot of other teams can say, oh, we have four really good outfielders. The Red Sox can, and guess what? They find ways to incorporate them at DH, pinch runners, pinch hitters, etc., as was perfectly exemplified Friday night, Andy, when Roman Anthony got the night off. He get inserted in the ninth inning. Works the walk fabulously, and then of course Rafaela deposits one into Brighton.
The text line is so negative. They're now criticizing me for joking about sprinklers in the studio. The guy goes, "Jesus, Andy, sprinklers normally go off at 150 degrees. I think you'll be fine." I was kidding.
I'm pretty sure the cigar smoke would make the sprinklers go off.
Not according to this guy, the 508, who get you gonna Jesus stiz too? Jesus stiz! Well, don't I be mean, such an
maybe,
idiot.
Remember
maybe.
When we had to evacuate
yes.
the old AAF studio
yes,
stiz
why.
Because somebody vaped?
Oh, Kaiser. Remember Kaiser?
Yeah. Oh, do I remember Kaiser? Are you kidding me?
617-779-7937. Let's go to the phone lines. Joe and Melrose, do you believe in the Boston Red Sox on a 10-game winning streak? What's up, Joe?
I do. Hi, thanks, guys. How you doing?
Right.
I do. They're believers. You can't 10-game winning streak. You can't ignore that. I think you should be buyers at the deadline. I like your guy, Indy, Mason Miller. I would give up Christian Campbell. They're probably going to have to eat like half his contract because you're trading him to Oakland. I mean, maybe one or two other prospects in there, but need an eighth inning guy, and he would be like your closer for the future. I don't think they're going to be able to get Joe Ryan from Minnesota because I don't think Minnesota's going to be sellers at the deadline. But I think the Red Sox should be really, Craig Breslow should be really aggressive at the deadline. And I think him credit. I mean, he was right about the Rafael Devers move, and I was wrong because I thought this was going to really hurt him.
Thanks for the call, Joe. Was everybody listening? I just want to clarify, everybody in the studio, Fitzy, everybody, were you listening? Did you hear that name he said that they could trade Christian Campbell and a couple prospects for? Rhymed with Mason Miller, just in case anyone wants to know.
Okay, you could have done Mason Schmiller, that's fine. Yes, I heard because the one thing that Joe did bring up, just because he was tooting your horn, mentioning your guy. Yes, the thing that I thought was smartest about Joe's comment was if you were to go out and get somebody like rhymes with Schmason Schmiller, then it not only is he like a plus arm, a high leverage arm in the bullpen this year as you try to get after it and make the postseason, but also you can't depend on Aroldis Chapman being A, this good this year, and B, don't forget he's only signed to a 1-year deal, so you do need a closer of the future.
Also, for those of you that are not necessarily as infatuated with Mason Miller as I am and follow more clips and news stories about Mason Miller, the buzz around baseball is that Mason Miller is going to be turned into an ace his next team. A starting pitcher ace who throws 100.
Hate it.
Dan Ball, I'm building things up here. Why are you going to be a wet blanket?
Let's go get because Ryan Helsley, the guy from St. Louis.
Why is it a terrible idea?
Because you're going to ruin him, just like you do with every other reliever you try to turn into a starter. I've seen it with Daniel Bard. I've seen it with Garrett Whitlock. You're going to ruin him.
And Jonathan Papelbon?
Yes, just let him be a closer. Let him be the thing that you want him to be, Andy. Let him be a closer.
Is that Hicks? He's already good at Dan Ball. Yes, thank you.
Didn't Hicks also do that with the Giants, and now he's back in the bullpen for you, throwing 100, and his velocity was down as a starter? Okay, I didn't say it's the perfect plan. I'm just saying the plan out there for many in Major League Baseball, because I don't know if you've noticed, if you throw 100, it not only makes you an ace, it makes you an ace that can make the All-Star game after only five Major League Baseball starts. The Miz or whatever kid, the Miz. Nobody beats the Miz out there in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
I know we don't need to spend much time on it because I guess it doesn't really affect the Boston Red Sox. That is one of the great disgraces in Major League Baseball history, that that kid made the All-Star game after five starts in which he had a 2.89 ERA. That's good, right? Not great. You might have, had you told me five starts, 0.0 ERA with like, I don't know, 70 strikeouts. Yeah, something ridiculous. You're like, okay, the kid's an all-star. I got to put him. He's a really good young pitcher. You know how many pitchers in the history of Major League Baseball have had like a good five-game stretch, and it had nothing to do with how? Yes, because you didn't make Major League Baseball if you weren't capable of that. You know, the example I would use is my guy, Brian Rose, Dartmouth, Massachusetts. Beat the Yankees twice in a week, once at Yankee Stadium, once at Fenway Park. Does that mean he's the next great thing? It turns out it wasn't. He had a nice major league career and went about his business, but the Miz has started five games and he's all-star. Okay, I'm off my soapbox. Anything you'd like to contribute, Dan Ball?
No, it was so bad that the Philadelphia Phillies still paid out the all-star bonus for the guy that got snubbed, Christopher Sanchez.
Yeah,
it was such
a
bad
snub.
Yeah.
It is that stupid.
That is a sad snub.
And Mason Miller's a closer. That's the last thing I have.
Also, that plays into, and we don't need to go down this road, that plays into my idea that Major League Baseball has juiced up all the radar guns, that they're infatuated with 100-mile-an-hour fireballers. They put a 100-mile-an-hour pitcher who didn't earn it in the All-Star game just because apparently chicks now dig the fastball or whatever, 100-mile-an-hour ball. They don't want the long ball anymore. I don't know what it is, but Major League Baseball, you've lost your way. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Justin in Washington, D.C. Are you buying the Red Sox? Do you believe, Justin? Do you believe?
I am, gentlemen, and I couldn't have been more wrong on this team, and it looks like you and Fitzy were both correct. I guess they needed to trade my favorite player, Devers. So good work on that, gentlemen. But I want to say this. I am back in, and I think they'll make the playoffs. But to be a legitimate contender, which they can be, they need to go and trade for a number two. Probably means Duran, the password, some top prospects. But the reason why is very simple. Crochet is 17 innings from his career high. Giolito is coming off of a Tommy John surgery. Bayo's never done it for a full season, and Walker Buehler's cooked. So not only is there going to be innings limits, but there's going to be regression, and you're going to need that top arm to take the place of what Bayo and Giolito are doing right now. So they need a number two, not a bullpen arm.
Thanks for the call, Justin.
You want a supplemental power arm at the top of the rotation to take some stress off of the perceived variables or question marks that could come in late July and August in the forms of Giolito and the repaired UCL, Bayo and his inconsistency, and the fact that Crochet is up to 129 and 146 is his maximum innings pitched in a season. I get that, but like, Andy, what part of the team are you willing to sacrifice to do it? Because someone's going to say, nah, I'm not going to just take the Christian Campbell kid. I want more.
Yeah, I don't know teams just generally give away top of the rotation one or two starters. You want those, you're going to have to invest heavily, and that's fine. Craig Breslow has talked that talk, and maybe he does invest heavily with prospects and a major leaguer, whatever he wants to do. I would just push back. Okay, there was that. Fitzy, can you remind me, who was the weirdo who brought up the idea of not starting Crochet before the All-Star break? Do you remember?
Oh, my God. Oh, that guy, Nick Stevens? What a dodo.
Yeah. You should stick with Fitzy. Fitzy would have never said something so dumb on radio, but Nick Stevens brought up that idea because, Crochet looked pretty good. You gave him an extra day's rest. You're going to give him an extra day's rest on the other side. Do you see any signs right now that you have reason, other than the numbers, other than the stat sheet, other than what are they
called? Previous history, basically.
Yeah. Do you see any signs with your eyeballs that have you worried about Garrett Crochet?
No, because what he did Saturday to the Tampa Rays was one of the more efficient. Like, it was like Greg Maddux in the body of Randy Johnson. 100 pitches. How many hits? Like a handful of hits, zero runs allowed, 9 strikeouts.
Yep.
He was as dominant, efficient, and dialed as you possibly could have been on a gorgeous summer Saturday at Fenway Park. I always, and one of the lone residents of unpopular Take Island, I eat my L's for a living, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I'll gladly humble pie that one as well, because dude, he comes out when just when we thought he wasn't pitching to contact, but rather getting kind of tired and gassed at the All-Star break, comes out with his best performance yet in a Red Sox uniform. And Andy, the guy has been so good that some nerd who's got a super special Twitter account says that so far Crochet's financial value to the team this season would be worth $34 million. So he's actually worth 25% more than the Red Sox are paying him thus far.
Pay the man more. Pay the man more. 617-779-7937. We see your phone calls lined up. We'll continue to take your phone calls and your opinions. Are we falling victim to recency bias, or do you now believe, like us, in the Boston Red Sox? Your call's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
The Christian Arcan Show.
The tide is turning, and when the tide is turning, you stay with the boat, my friends. I'm not going to take these games here and use them as some sort of measuring stick against the other good teams in the American League. We're in survival mode right now, and the Red Sox are surviving. They were able to make this stretch here going into the All-Star break matter.
Did you miss something? Listen to the podcast on the Odyssey app or WEEI.com. The Christian Arcan Show. Weeknights starting at 6 on New England Sports Original. WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Aroldis Chapman's going nowhere. Alex Bregman's going nowhere. They're going to add, and if they get another starting pitcher who can be at the top of that rotation with Garrett Crochet, Brian Baio pitching
Mitch Keller,
so well,
told you.
Lucas Giolito, the Boston Red Sox are legitimate World Series contenders.
Suck it! Everybody. Not, that was not directed at any individual team or person. Uh-uh, I'm back.
Just the world.
Jeff Passan on the Pat McAfee podcast there. Also, I've learned something as we play audio, something to just tuck away, Fitzy, for us.
Uh-huh.
Even though we feel like we're having a conversation with the person we're interviewing, oftentimes it is a mistake to make any noises, to comment, to react to what they say. I noticed it with Bradfo. I noticed there with Pat McAfee. I just, it's better to have the clean audio and let the person in the car really hear it. And then you can react after or after the guest has left. Just a side note there, because I often feel that with Cora. Like we have a good rapport with Alex Cora.
Mm-hmm.
And when he's answering, sometimes you want to like, you know, grunt or laugh or say something. I think it's just better to kind of let the clean audio get out there and then react in a different time or way. Right? Is that, does that fair? That makes sense, Fitzy?
As we, I just wanted to let you get that out clean, and then I would say yes.
Well played, well played. Jeff Passan says they're going nowhere. The Red Sox are going to be buyers at the deadline. We should all be excited. I agree. I think if you watch what's going on with this baseball team, they are better in virtually every aspect that we've criticized along the way. Is that fair to say? Like, literally everything they are better at these days. Defense, offense, mm-hmm. base mm-hmm. running, mm-hmm. hitting, pitching.
Relief like, pitching.
Yeah.
Clutch moments, winning time, starting. I mean, you heard the stats that I rolled out earlier about the top three in your rotation. They're doing everything right. It does, if you want to be one of those Boston sports fans, if you want to be a tad contrarian or dig deep into your steamer trunk of the Fellowship of the Miserable, then yeah, you could probably say like, well, they can't keep all this up. I mean, they can't possibly be that good at clutch hitting and that good at relief pitching and that good at starters and blah, blah. Okay, well, I mean, yeah, they'll probably be a swoon sometime soon, and then it's going to be, what's wrong with the Red Sox? But this, what's so reassuring is that we've seen them at least now for not just a short period of time, but for quite a bit. I mean, that's a week and a half straight of dubs. They have lived up to what we thought they could be all along, and they have reached that potential, thankfully, by steering into the youth movement. They have done what we've wanted the whole damn time.
Can I put it into perspective, NFL style, Fitzy? This hit me on the way in, because I'm a little bit overly positive, which you know is sometimes a weird place for me to do business. Overly positive, Andy. But if this were the NFL, you know what we would call this 10-game winning streak?
What?
A game.
It'd be one game, right?
Oh, it's literally, it's literally one game.
It's like 1/16th of the schedule. Yep. You know, it's a game. So, you know, we would be overreacting on the Six Rings post-game show here on WEEI to one game, knowing 7 days later this could all come crashing down. So that helps put it into perspective, the good they've done, but also how large the overall challenge of the Major League Baseball season is. 617-779-7937. Let's go back to the phone lines. Scott in the car, are you believing in the Boston Red Sox?
Boys.
What's up? The roof, apparently.
I'm not really believing with the Red Sox yet until after we're done with this first road trip after the All-Star break. Is it traditionally, if they're under 500, they don't have a good season and they kind of tank it after that. They are over 500, they have a team and they compete and they really make a good run at it. It always comes down to that. Kind of surprised no one on the station has even brought up that yet.
Thanks for the call, Scott.
They have a hell of a schedule coming out of the All-Star break.
Okay.
It's the hardest schedule in Major League Baseball.
That's fine. Are they a good baseball team?
Yeah. Okay. Do I think that they're going to compete against the Cubbies and against the Phillies and against the Dodgers? Yeah, but like, I can see Scott's point. Maybe Scott says, I want to believe, so I'm adjusting my eyes and I'm leaning in closer to the radio or the television. Like, okay, you have my attention. Now what? Now, between the trading deadline and this 10-game stretch they have coming out of the All-Star break, rubber meets road meets Red Sox. This is where we'll really find out what they're made of.
And you know what I like about what they've been doing? So we had to hear, well, it's just the Nationals, right? Okay, so it's just the Nationals on the road. Okay, that was true. Then they come back here, and it was just the Rockies. Okay, true. And then it was like, well, if you split against the Rays, that's a decent baseball team. They're ahead mm-hmm. of you in the Oh, you swept them? Oh, you know, when they score a lot of runs, they can win games. Oh, that's funny, because I've seen one-run victories. I've seen comeback walk-off victories. They've diversified the way that they can win baseball games and against who? Or whom, whichever. I don't know. I'm just mm-hmm. an English major from Tufts.
That's fine.
They
were like 10-19, Andy, in one-run yeah. games heading into the Tampa series. There were three one-run games. That's ball, folks. New name for your show, Dan. They won all three of those. They won three straight one-run games against a good team, a team in their own division. So if there's a corner to be turned, methinks we're watching it.
And I also think a corner has been turned. Before the break, we took a call about starting pitching. I agree. Breslow agrees. Everybody agrees. You could always have more starting pitching, better starting pitching. I believe Brian Baio has turned a corner in his career. I just see too much with too much consistency over the last month and a half. And he's done this in portions of his career previously. He is building up the experience. He is building up the repertoire of what he's been through, from opening day starter who shouldn't be an opening day starter to now middle of the rotation, good young pitcher who gives you quality starts. I don't think anyone is expecting him to go out and just be the ace. Why? Because you have an ace. You don't need him to be the ace. You need him to be a consistent complementary pitcher to the ace, to the rest of the team. And I think Brian Baio has turned a corner. Giolito, I'm a little bit more open to the let's see with Giolito, aging arm. Is he really back? Is this just a nice little run? And then your guy, Walker Buehler, he's pitched a little bit better, I guess, lately, moderately better.
It's only been two games in a row. I need to see. But now he gets a nice all-star break, you know, enjoy a little Buffalo Trace, sit back, relax, reflect, and then get ready. Who knows? Andy, maybe a guy like Walker Buehler, because he was a high-leverage arm for the Dodgers in last year's postseason, depending on if they add a starter, whether it's bringing somebody up or more than likely trading for somebody, maybe Buehler becomes like a middle or a late setup guy for you as well. The possibilities are endless. And right now, I love to think of what Cora, who's actually going to Coldplay, so he's not thinking about it. So Brezbot, all the analysts, maybe even Theo and company, are doing in the baseball lab heading into the second half.
Scott was indeed calling from a sailboat, as the 774 points out on the text line. We'll continue to take your calls on the Boston Red Sox. Are you a believer? You should be. They've won 10 in a row. They've beaten bad teams and good teams, home and away. They're winning close games and blowout games. They have an ace, they have a closer, and they have a good lineup. But I'm not going to tell you what to think. If you don't believe in the Red Sox, give us a call, 617-779-7937. Tell us why. But we're coming up on 3 o'clock. That means we're coming up on three-point stance. And that means I'm going to tell you something about these current Red Sox that I think you will find interesting as how they compare to Boston sports teams for the last decade. And I think they're at the top of the list. Where do the Red Sox rank atop the list? What category from the last decade? I'll tell you that next in my three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons.
The Red Sox Station. WEEI.
New England Sports Original. Original.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.